The International Day for Commemoration of Elimination of Violence Against Women is important because a lot of women are still victims of this crime. You will remember that during the height of COVID pandemic, even President Ramaphosa called it another pandemic in his country. But that is what most of the African women seem to be suffering. And it's almost like we are at war with the rate at which women suffer violence, mostly at the hands of their partners. So it is important that Afrobarometer shares the results of the survey on this important issue on this day. We can see that on average, among 39 countries, almost 4 in 10 say that GBVs is common in their community. This is the African average, but other countries, the figures are much higher than that, particularly the Southern African countries. This figure is much higher. And also, Africans say that GBV is one of the most important women rights issues which has to be tackled.
Debusan, I know that Afrobarometer is trying to raise awareness about gender-based violence in Africa. What do you see as some of the impediments to fighting gender-based violence in Africa?
There are still barriers, particularly from society, where nearly half of the Africans will say that this should not be treated as a criminal issue. It should be treated as a private issue. So there are these barriers which have to be tackled towards dealing effectively with GBV. And the other thing is that women are still concerned that if they report this to the authorities, they are likely to be criticized or harassed. About 52%, half of Africans feel this way, that they will be harassed or shamed by others. So it makes it difficult for this to be dealt with effectively. So I really am glad that Afrobarometer is shining this light on this matter, because it's really, really a serious issue which women, particularly African women, suffer. Like, they feel helpless in dealing with this effectively.